Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The United States has no choice but to attack Syria because dictator Bashar al-Assad is killing his own people with chemical weapons. Before, he was just killing them with bullets. But if America cared about shooting people, we'd be invading Chicago.
Here's comedian Stephen Colbert with a quick bit of commentary, which may or may not be a joke about Syria and possible U.S. military action. Syria is number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I don't think anybody should be surprised to learn that. And so let's get into all of the items on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 6th of September. I'm Doug Steffen doing our usual weekly review. We'll spend this hour starting at number one and moving to number 10. Here are the items on the list determined by the folks at Talkers.com, someplace that lots and lots of people, tens of thousands of folks every week go into Talkers.com to find out what's going on in the talk radio industry. The monitoring takes place by folks who produce this program and who are working at Talkers.com to come up with what talk radio programs have been discussing this week around the country. So here's how the list shakes out this week. Microsoft buying Nokia is at number 10. The NFL concussion lawsuit settlement, number 9. There have been some new suits filed against the NFL. That's part of the discussion. Suicide of Ariel Castro is number 8. Anthony Weiner got heckled, and that turned out to be number 7. Diana Nyad at 64 swims across the channel from Cuba to Florida. That's number 6, 110 miles. Whew. Common Core curriculum controversy is number 5. Obamacare is number 4. Fast food worker strike and the debate over minimum wage number 3. The G20 summit is number 2. And Syria shows up as the number 1 item. No surprises there, so let's get at that discussion. Here's host Charlie Sykes talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about why Johnson voted no on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee's resolution for military action against Syria.
Let's talk about your reaction to the 10-7 vote and why you voted no.
Well, there were a number of reasons. Let's start with just the fact that we were forced to vote 25 hours, Charlie, after the debate, the formal hearings began on this thing. I mean, there were so many unanswered questions, not only on my part, but certainly as I'm questioning the witnesses. And when I asked the Secretary of Defense, I mean, so what is the troop levels of the rebel forces? You know, what is the composition? He couldn't tell me. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs didn't know the troop strength of the rebel forces. Now, is there any thought being given to what happens after they do this tailored, calibrated, fine-tuned military strike designed to thread a needle to accomplish what? Now that we've already signaled our intentions, Assad has been able to disperse his assets. I mean, there are so many unanswered questions. I couldn't even begin to contemplate voting yes because of the unanswered questions, and yet we had to inappropriately rush this process. It was ridiculous.
Well, from an outside point of view, what was very confusing was you had a resolution in front of you. Senator John McCain said he wasn't going to vote in favor of it because it didn't go far enough. They apparently delayed the vote and then changed the resolution to provide a more robust military plan. You know, is this actually going to make a difference, or are we doing this sort of congressional kabuki dance? Did you get the sense that anything that is in that resolution is actually binding on the administration?
Well, I would say the limitations probably are, but I don't think you have to limit this president when it comes to military action. He's utterly, totally reluctant to do it in the first place. I think you have to actually listen to what President Obama says. He wants a shot across the bow, a limited action, something that is not designed to really change the equation in terms of the power balance there, just to send a signal, just to show humanity's outrage of Assad's crossing that chemical weapons use line. But, you know, Assad has been committing war crimes for 2.5 years. He's slaughtered 100,000 of his own citizens. There are 2 million refugees spilling over the border and destabilizing states like Jordan and Lebanon. I mean, this is something the president should have been informing the American people about for the last 2.5 years. He should have been leading, assembling a coalition of the willing to, so that when he drew the red line, when he states our policy goal that Assad must go, he's got something backing up those words, but he didn't you know, he didn't squander any of his precious political capital to do those types of things. And as a result, I have no idea what is a sensible goal to this action. I have no idea whether this administration is really planning for the potential repercussions. I mean, I don't think you can calibrate military action that closely. I do know that when the missiles start flying, the attention will be taken off of Assad's use of chemical weapons, and it'll be directed toward America.
Up next, more on Syria. That's here on your weekly review of the items that people are discussing a lot on News Talk Radio on the Countdown Show.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Hot Hits and Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. As we move up to number 10, we are into the number one item, continuing with a discussion of Syria. Here's host Mandy Cannell, who wants to know what's in it for the U.S. if we do go in and attack Syria.
I know that everyone's paying attention in the abstract, okay? Everyone's kind of following along what's going on. You know, you're following the news. You're like, okay, what's going on in Syria? What are we doing? But are you following the details of this? Because I'm trying to figure out politically, strategically, what the end game is here. And I'm stymied. I'm really stymied. I know what Russia's interests are in this. I know that we're being told that the reason we're doing this, we have to take this tough stance, is because we, the United States of America, cannot stand, according to Secretary John Kerry, we cannot stand for the use of chemical weapons. We must send a message to the world. Then using that logic, Senator John Kerry should have supported the action in Iraq in its entirety because Saddam Hussein gassed the Kurdish people. I mean, the breaks in logic here are just kind of astounding for me. I mean, I'm when asked what the assurances were, how do we know that this is going to be effective? If we launch an airstrike on Syria, John Kerry's response was, we know it will be effective because if we don't, we know he will do it again. Okay? I'm still waiting to hear how our national interests are served or not served by that. Even if we bomb, even if we launch these strikes, and I guess they have, I guess there's 1,000 tons of chemical weapons in Syria. I think that was the number I heard quoted yesterday. And we're not going after the chemical weapons because that would create havoc for the people around the chemical weapons. So even after we do this, Assad is still going to have his chemical weapons. Even after we do this, Assad, who's not exactly operating in a rational fashion already, and this was a point made by Rand Paul, Rand Paul absolutely schools John Kerry and asks a lot of the questions that I think a lot of people in the American public also have. And I am over John McCain. At various times, he was sitting there rolling his eyes. What was he rolling his eyes at? Well, Rand Paul invoked the Constitution and James Madison. I know, right? Rolling, that's worthy of rolling your eyes. But he was also photographed, John McCain was, playing video poker during this on his iPhone. Playing video poker. Because when the United States of America is debating whether or not to drop bombs on a foreign country that we're not technically at war with, well then, by gosh, by golly, we got to get that done. Video poker, that is.
Let's get to the talk radio caller pool and find out what some of you had to say about the situation in Syria and the resolution for military action that will go to Congress up next week.
I think the president is right to seek congressional approval. I think that generally he is doing a good job. I don't want to see a repeat of what happened with in the Bush term with Iraq and sending our soldiers over to die for something that did not even exist. I believe that necessarily it could have been the rebels that gassed these people. I don't necessarily believe that it was Assad. We don't know that. And I believe the rebels, a lot of them would do anything to get us involved in this war, to give them the upper edge over the current administration. I don't want to see America engaged in another involvement overseas. The president said we would do nation building, and I believe that that is the utmost important thing. Bring our boys home and our men and women home from Iraq and over in the Middle East. Now, I am tired of all of this, and I think a lot of this is propaganda to get the U.S. involved.
This is what folks need to understand is that the reason why we cannot, I repeat, cannot stand for something like this is because there's much more dangerous things out there that people will be emboldened to use, such as biological weapons or nuclear weapons. Everyone's war-weary from Afghanistan and Iraq, and that's understandable. But for something like this, you have to stand up against this because there's other countries, bad actors out there, that would be emboldened to use more dangerous things such as biological weapons or things that could spread. So folks need to step back, take a breath, and understand that even though we're in wars and Afghanistan, it's winding down, we can't choose the time when things happen. When bad actors do things like this, we as the United States, as the world leader, has to make a bold statement that chemical warfare will not go unchallenged or anything to tolerate it at all, point blank, period.
I just want to say that, you know, this is the same thing they did 11 years ago. It was Colin Powell instead of John Kerry coming out saying they had, you know, the weapons of mass destruction, and he brought cartoon pictures out of their mobile chemical labs. This is the same thing. They're pulling the wool over our eyes again. The intelligence community's in on it. Now Congress is getting in on it. This is ridiculous. Wake up, American people. This is ridiculous.
I just was wondering why President Obama and all the other presidents from around the world wouldn't agree that they need to attack this guy a month ago, or maybe even 2 years ago, I think, is when they first started to realize that he was a bad guy, a bad player, to avoid this whole killing of 1,400 civilians, including children and women. So it just brings back memories from the Nazi regime when we didn't listen to what was going on over there in Germany. And it's unfortunate that we don't react quick enough. It was unfortunate back then. It's unfortunate now. There's no conspiracy theories going on here. This is reality. And he should be taken out, and he should be taken out swiftly. And we don't need Congress, the Senate, we don't need any of that stuff to tell us that this is just the right thing to do.
So where should we go from here? Well, we'll shift the focus in a moment to the G20 summit and the minimum wage discussion here on your weekly overview. This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I'm Doug Steffen, counting up from number 1 to number 10. And number 2 this week is the G20 Summit. Here from ABC is Ty Hernandez, talking to correspondent Kirit Radia about the strained relationship between Mr. Obama and Mr. Putin.
The interactions between President Obama and Vladimir Putin, we saw that handshake, looked okay.
Well, that was the interesting thing, right? Everybody expected these two leaders to be fighting and duking it out. But when President Obama got out of the car, it's like nothing even happened. So that was the only indication we've seen so far, the only interaction between the two leaders. They don't have any plans to meet one-on-one, but they will obviously be in the same meetings in the same room, and there's a chance that they may interact there.
Speaking of being in the same room, there's word that the seating arrangements were changed just to get a little bit more distance between the two world leaders. Can you expand on that?
Well, there was one Russian report saying that they had decided to split them up and put them on opposite ends of the table. We asked the White House aide about that, and they say they are, this is the first they'd heard of it. They don't think that that's actually an accurate report. Certainly everybody in the room is looking at the body language between these two leaders because it's, like you said, the big topic of the day.
So we had the president's deputy press secretary who's accompanying him to the summit giving a little insight into how Obama plans to make his case for Syria while he's there. Obviously, this is a conference where economic issues are going to be discussed. How does the president plan to proceed?
Right. Well, like you said, this is an economic and trade conference, usually, or summit, I should say. But President Putin has said that he wants this to be raised at the dinner this evening. President Obama is also planning to raise it, according to his aides, on the sidelines of the meetings. He said they plan on doing this on the margins. He's going to be talking to several of the leaders about the importance of having a unified stand of the world, showing that the chemical weapons are not something that should have any place in modern history.
Interesting time for the president. You know, he's trying to get some of these world leaders aside and talk to them and make the case for intervention in Syria. Meanwhile, back at home, he's got to monitor members of Congress who may or may not be going his way on this issue.
Yeah, like you said, several members of Congress from both parties are still trying to make up their mind of where they stand on this issue. The White House says that they feel very confident in the trend lines. They feel like they're going to get to the point where Congress will authorize the use of force in Syria. And the White House is now putting this in terms of American leadership. They say that if the U.S. doesn't do this, there will be a, quote, vacuum in the international community.
Fast food worker strike. This is a real example of news media hype. And the debate over minimum wage, it made number 3, the third position on the countdown. Host Amy Goodman with Terrence Wise, who was one of the people on strike last week, from both of his jobs at Burger King and Pizza Hut.
Talk about how you live your daily life. You work both at Burger King and Pizza Hut. Talk about your typical week and talk about supporting your family.
Well, I have three lovely daughters and an equally lovable fiance, and I'm working two jobs at about 50, 60 hours a week, so I'm leaving in the morning. I left home this morning, and my daughters will still sleep, and when I get off tonight, they'll probably be asleep again. So it's consecutive days where I don't get to see my daughters, and that's damaging to raising my family. That's one element that's really the hardest, and it's just everyday hustle. I use public transportation every day, so I have to leave early to get to work, so I'm gone 15, 17 hours a day. It's just really hard, a struggle every day.
How much do you make, Terrence?
$7.47 an hour at Pizza Hut and $9.30 an hour at Burger King, where I've been working for 8 years.
You know, a lot of times the media characterizes fast food workers as high school kids earning an extra buck. Tell us the reality of you and your coworkers.
Well, we all know that where I work in both of my shops, I look around, they're not high schoolers. There are people with families trying to raise families. And so the whole notion that this is for high schoolers or someone trying to buy their first car or college students trying to get a little extra spending money, that's all nonsense. We're raising families. We're doing hard work, and we deserve to get a living wage for what we do.
The battle over Obamacare and the Common Core curriculum in The Focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with a welcome back in. Talk Radio, the hot hits, the good stuff. We've got it here for the week ending September 6th. Number four on the countdown is the continuing blah, blah on Obamacare. Man, it is blah, 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 blah. If I do say so myself, here's host Bill Meyer talking to Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government. Manning thinks it's pretty important that Congress start defunding Obamacare and do it right away.
You're visiting a number of congressional districts right now, Rick?
Yes, we're going around to six different congressional districts with the express intent of trying to get people aware about the importance of defunding Obamacare and that this is really our last chance to get it done. These are House leaders who have a real influence on the Speaker, and they can make this happen or they can break it. And if we don't get the defund effort for Obamacare done right now, we will be stuck with this law, and forevermore the Republicans will be attempting to fix it rather than eliminate it.
Well, this has been a pattern, and what concerns me about this is that you look at the way of the war in Syria is gathering right now. People seem to be lining up behind the president right now, including Speaker of the House John Boehner. We've had John McCain getting on board, Lindsey Graham. Of course, you know, those two, they never saw a war or bombing run they didn't want to get involved with. We pretty much know this. Limited government, no, they're not, you know, not into this kind of stuff. So how do you end up making this case to even Congressman Greg Walden and people from his district here? We're all, how do you make that case? Because they say, you can't defund this. It would cause chaos, Rick. How do you defund Obamacare?
Well, I think it's relatively simple. The Congress has been given the express power to defund something or not fund a particular project in the Constitution. That's the House of Representatives' job. And so when they're looking at this, they have to fund the whole government. That's what they have to do in the next 3 weeks. They're going to be dealing with that issue. So all they need to do is say, we're going to withhold any funding for implementing Obamacare in the funding of the rest of the government. That way, when there's a debate over funding the government, it's not about whether the government should shut down or not. It will be whether or not President Obama is willing to shut down the government because he wants to keep funding for Obamacare.
The Common Core curriculum controversy, number five on the countdown, host Pat Campbell and Eddie Huff talking about just how far-reaching the Common Core curriculum actually goes.
Last night, my youngest child, 10 years old, just starting fifth grade, brought some material home. She showed it to mom, and mom said, take it to dad. Okay. So I immediately took it, I copied it, and I posted it on Facebook. It's about Common Core, Eddie. Oh, this is going to be so great. It's going to be so great. Now, here's what's funny. When I posted this, okay, obviously, I guess it's an admission that my child's in a public school, and a couple of people were, what are you going to do? Got to get your kid out of there. The implication being that if I put her in a public or a private school, or better yet, homeschool, she'll be safe from Janet Parisi and her henchmen, okay, her lieutenants. And I'm there like, you guys don't get it. You guys don't get it. You know, when we went to this Common Core conference and Parisi was there, I explained to everybody, because there were grandparents there whose grandkids are in private schools, and they think they're safe. Yeah. You're not. Common Core is already in the private schools. And it's all tied in with, you know, the textbooks, and there's federal monies involved with that. The homeschoolers are not immune from this either. You're going to have to get on board with the Common Core standards, or your child is not going to be able to take and get a good grade on the SAT or the ACT, because those tests are being rewritten as we speak to include Common Core guidelines. And if your kid doesn't know them, they're screwed.
Well, here's the other thing to me that in a way offends me on behalf of you and your family, that it insinuates that you're not capable of putting the things into your child to develop a worldview opposed to what Common Core is trying to. And this is, again, my issue with people pulling their kids out of public school and thinking that they're safe. Yeah. As you said, yeah, if you're not going after the enemy, what will happen? The enemy will come after you.
The only thing, they want your children. That's the bottom line. They want your children. The only thing that we can do is collectively turn this around. Get rid of Common Core. Common Core has to go.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyways, let me share. Here's, and this is just the first one, and again, keep in mind, she's in fifth grade. These are three key ideas for parents about the Common Core. Okay, the Common Core emphasizes critical thinking. Okay, well, that sounds, I'm on board with that. We need more critical thinkers, don't you think? It requires students to analyze more, discuss more, evaluate more, justify more, and explain their thinking and understanding deeply, especially in writing. The takeaway is really thinking deeply is hard. Let it be hard. Let your child talk about it.
Okay. Here's what I'm waiting for. A child to think very deeply and communicate clearly how this curriculum sucks. That's what I'm waiting for. And then what will they say? Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can't throw me out. You can't. You asked me to
think deeply.
Communicate deeply and express myself, and I'm expressing myself.
Up next, Diana Nyad, Anthony Weiner, and Ariel Castro are all on the way here as we review what's going on in the world of conversation radio. News Talk Television, too, sort of plays into this.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snack. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13.
2016. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guaranteed period for price match. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
So on the Talkers charts for this week, Doug Steffen here with you, counting up from number one to number 10. At number six, the amazing story of Diana Nyad and her historic swim across from Cuba to Florida. Here's host David Cruz, who actually focuses in on Nyad's amazing swim at the age of 64.
Let us turn right now to one brave soul of a woman. 64 years young, Diana Nyad set in her mind a goal. She wanted to be the first human to swim without a cage. And by the way, she didn't even have flippers on. Did you know that? So not only no cage and no flippers, because they say that when you use a cage to protect you against the sharks, since they're in very shark-infested waters, dragging the cage in front of the swimmer creates a draft. And you think about it, and it's true, the cage is breaking that path of water in front of you. So there is that footnote in the record books for people who have, done the swim with a cage and said, okay, I'm this or I'm that. I've made history. But she is the first person to do so without a cage. In fact, she had a message for the people who followed her. Listen to this.
I got three messages. One is we should never, ever give up.
Okay.
Two is you're never too old to chase your dreams.
That's right.
Three is it looks like a solitary sport, but it's a team.
There you go. There you go. Now, just to give you an idea of how grueling this is, and I can only attempt in my poor way to do so, because there is nothing that I can tell you here that can probably even give you the glimpse, if you will, of what it's like to swim in those strong currents between Cuba and Florida. Because right there through the Florida Straits are some very powerful and unpredictable ocean currents. By the way, it is also number one in the world by surfers as the most shark-infested waters where there have been attacks. 663 shark attacks since 2005. Only makes you marvel at how people who fled Cuba and those inner tubes ever even made it to Florida. Gosh, it just gives me chills to think about that. But here's Diana Nyad, who had failed, what was it, four times. Anyway, let me just give you the kind of an idea. If your work week is 40 hours, she swam 52 hours. and 54 minutes. That's like more than 6 days. That's almost like swimming the equivalent of your work week.
The Anthony Weiner heckling incident, number 7 on the countdown. Here's Talkers Joe Pagliarulo talking about another PR nightmare for Anthony Weiner as he goes off on a potential voter in New York.
Anthony Weiner is an arrogant, narcissistic idiot. And he's proven that over and over throughout the years, but he's sort of tried to quell that, try to reel that back and snuff it out a little bit so he could hopefully, for him anyway, hopefully win the office. That's what he wants. So he's trying to pretend like he's somebody that he isn't. Until somebody gets under his skin, and now we played that audio of the British reporter that was asking him questions, and he completely treated her like crap. I feel like I'm on Monty Python. I can't believe I'm answering these stupid questions. I can't believe you're asking me this. You know, it's just a jerk about all of it. Well, he was in some sort of a deli or something, and he's walking out, and somebody inside, a guy wearing a yarmulke, somebody inside, so obviously a Jewish man, was giving him a hard time, calling him disgusting, and saying what you did was disgusting. And the Weiner could not hold back anymore. And they, like, got in each other's faces. And what's interesting about this is the guy's even keeled the whole time, just telling him you're disgusting. You don't stand for it. And Weiner's yelling at him and screaming at him and just being as rude and obnoxious as he possibly can be. And he's losing on every point, yet he walks away thinking that he did something good. He walks away thinking that he did a good job. He walks away thinking that he stood up for himself and he gained some points with the voters. When in essence what he's doing is he's telling the voter that you have no right to judge me. And by the way, when you're running for election, that's exactly what you're asking the voters to do. You're asking them to judge you. And you're asking them to deem you worthy of the job.
Number 8 on the countdown this week, the suicide of Ariel Castro. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to correspondent Scott Goldberg about Castro hanging himself in his jail cell this week.
There's a lot of people reacting to the story of the kidnapper and rapist Ariel Castro found hanged in his jail cell just a month after being sentenced to life in prison plus 1,000 years for holding 3 women captive in his Cleveland home.
This news is starting to spread, and will the 3 women who survived that horrible ordeal in Ariel Castro's home have anything to say about it, or their families? What we know is Castro was found hanging in his prison cell around 9:20. He was being kept in protective custody. It's not a suicide watch, but it means guards check in every 30 minutes. They found him hanging there, tried CPR, didn't work. He was sent to a hospital, pronounced dead about 90 minutes later. He had been sentenced to life in prison without parole plus 1,000 years in his plea deal. He pleaded guilty to 937 counts. That was on August 1st, so we knew he was going to die in prison. I just don't know how many people expected it would happen this quickly or this way.
You know, it's interesting because there was the prosecutor, if I recall, had acknowledged after Castro's sentencing that a suicide note and confession had been found.
There was a letter from Castro, and it said that I am a sexual predator, I think was the quote. That's at least a good paraphrase of what he wrote in there. There were concerns that his attorneys had going back to the time he was arrested. And for a while there, Castro, when he was being held in jail, before any of this came to court, he was on a suicide watch, and there were people noting his activity at more regular intervals, every 10 minutes. But he was taken off that suicide watch in June before the sentencing, before his plea deal and the sentencing. And then afterwards, his lawyers argued that there should be a psychological examination of him done to see not just if there was a risk of suicide, but what in the world could have possessed someone, could have made someone do the things that he said he did. So his lawyers really wanted someone to go in, researchers to go look at him, talk to him, try to understand him better. But now I guess the world is just going to be left wondering what was going on inside his mind.
Well, and it closes this chapter faster than it would have closed if he were sitting around in jail and we kept getting updates on what he was doing, either getting in trouble or being a model citizen in jail or whatever else it might have been. And certainly people will be saying that in the end he did himself and others a favor by apparently, allegedly, hanging himself. At least that's the story, and apparently there won't be a real long investigation on this. but Ariel Castro is now dead.
Up next, the NFL, big, big money on radio and television. Also, Microsoft, Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This is the overview of the Talk Radio World Countdown, moving up to number 9. Doug Steffen here. At number 9 is the NFL concussion lawsuit settlement, and there have been 4 new lawsuits that have been introduced since this settlement was announced. Here are our hosts Dave Wyman and Danny O'Neill talking about the lawsuit settlement and what it might mean for the NFL as they go forward.
I think there's been a misunderstanding. A lot of people think that this suit was about the injuries suffered playing the game of football, and that's not exactly what it was about. It was about players saying that teams knew more about the concussions the players suffered, the injuries the players were suffering, as well as the consequences, long-term consequences of those injuries, than they let the players know about. Now, there's a settlement, and it comes down. It's $765 million. I think about $100 million of that is going to go to programs and care related to concussions. It's about $170,000 per player that's involved in the suit. We'll go to them as basically a financial reward. Now, the NFL's not admitting wrongdoing, but that's very standard in a settlement like this. What was your reaction as someone who is a former player who's dealing with, not that you're dealing with the post-concussion syndrome, but like dealing with the physical toll that professional football takes on you as you go into the next phase of your life? What was your reaction first to the lawsuit and then to the news of the settlement?
Well, I guess I was hoping that we could get back to real football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen that quickly, but it probably will. It'll probably materialize in more stringent penalties coming down, not being any of that. That there won't be any more. They won't go much further as far as trying to, you know, put everything under player safety and protect the players. I know that Goodell thinks that the sort of talent pool might dry up if you don't address this thing, and the kids will stop playing football, basically, if you don't really address this concussion thing. But I kind of looked at it a little bit that way as well. And, you know, I've talked to former players who have said, you know, they went back through their file when they did settlements and stuff, and that there was record of where it said, you know, he has a concussion, but yet he wasn't told that. So, I mean, there's definitely some of that went on. There's no question. I think a lot of this comes from players just feeling like they're just left out in the wind, that the NFL used them up and spit them out and then didn't take care of them afterwards.
Number 10 on the countdown, wrapping it up, Microsoft bought Nokia. Here are hosts Linda Thomas and Chris Sullivan talking to tech analyst Larry Magid about Microsoft getting into the smartphone business by buying Nokia for over $7 billion.
I find the timing of this deal really interesting, of course, with the CEO of Microsoft announcing that he'll be stepping down probably in about a year, and this deal could take 6 months or more to actually be finalized. So he's going to be leaving right as this massive purchase is complete. Is that unusual?
Oh, of course it's unusual, but a lot of things are unusual. This is a very extraordinary time, both for Microsoft and for Nokia. As you know, Nokia has had some problems. I don't know if it's number three or number four in the smartphone marketplace. It may be ahead of BlackBerry by now, but it's certainly way behind Apple and the Android developers. Microsoft has had a tough time with its Windows 8 or Windows Phone, and Microsoft and Nokia have been kind of joined at the hip for a while now anyway. Nokia is clearly the biggest builder of Windows Phone. So it does make some sense. The other interesting thing about the Ballmer resignation is that the CEO of Nokia, who's a former Microsoft employee, is being talked about, at least in the press, as a possible replacement to Steve Ballmer. So in addition to getting the Nokia product line, they get a lot of engineers, a lot of executives, and potentially, who knows, I'm just speculating here, their next CEO, if that's how it turns out.
Larry, what does this really do for Microsoft?
Their phones are very good, and Windows Mobile is very good. What it does is it puts them on a more even playing field with Apple and now Motorola, or I should say Google, which purchased Motorola. So Apple, of course, has always made its own hardware. Google now owns Motorola. It makes its own hardware. It puts Microsoft more in the driver's seat. It can design a more integrated product. But make no mistake about it, this is a huge gamble. Because you're right, Nokia is number three or number four. It's way down in the numbers. Microsoft is down in the numbers. But I think that Ballmer is going all in on this and hopes that he's going to leave his company with a legacy of success. But it's a big gamble for him.
Let's go through the list one more time as we wrap up this hour of the countdown. Microsoft buying Nokia, number 10. At number 9, the NFL concussion lawsuit and continuing focus on what happens when you play football. The suicide of Ariel Castro. I don't have to worry about him playing anything anymore. He's done. Number 8, the heckling incident. Anthony Weiner gets it in the chops again. Number 7, Diana Nyad. What a great story. Number 6, Common Core curriculum controversies. Number 5, Obamacare. Number 4, fast food worker strike and the debate over minimum wage. Comes in at number 3 on the countdown. At number 2, the G2 summit. And Syria is the number 1 item this week. So that's it. The review of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler and produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?